Hi, my name's Simon Brenny. I deal with rats day in, day out, and I want to help some of you guys get rid of rats permanently. Some very simple steps that you can take, and very simple things you can do to solve rat problems forever and ever. Not have to live with the bait, stink, flies, repeat system of pest control that's been around for decades, in fact for generations. So how do you get rid of rats in your property? Now, 90% of rats in people's homes are going to be coming from the sewers, coming from redundant or broken drains. I'll say that again because it seems very difficult for people to take on board. Damaged and redundant drains. All right, so 80% of the properties that I go out to have been extended. Just over 80% of customers who come to me with rats have inherited a rat problem when they move into their house. So that's how common it is. That's how terrible it is. So many people out there, and I reckon there are hundreds of thousands of people out there with rats in their homes right now whose only option is to call out professional pest controllers, whose only option is to provide them with bait and traps. And that's the bait, stink, flies, repeat system of control. Well, there is an alternative. Find, fix, forget forever. So how do we do it? Well, first of all, if you think that 80 to 90% of all rats in people's homes come from drains, the best thing you can possibly do is invest in a drain inspection. Find out exactly what's going on inside your drains. And you're not just looking for breaks. This is a big mistake people make a lot of the time. They try and find out where their drains are broken. And very often their drains aren't broken. Their drains are absolutely fine. What they want to be looking for is also redundant drain branches. So redundant drain branch is one that is no longer in use because you've had an extension built, so you've re-engineered your drains in a different way. And this is really, really common. Another problem people have as well is so many properties these days have got DIY kitchens. They've got extensions that are built by a mate down the road who's a friend of someone else. It's terrible, but common and easy to fix. Now, the quick and easy way to solve it, if you've got an inspection chamber in your garden, you've got your drains are accessible, you'd fit what we call a non-return valve, or you'll have a drain company fit a non-return valve for you. The plastic ones are absolute trash. Don't bother with those because the rats will eat through them over time. The ones which have got serrated edges very often aren't finished very well on the edges. And if you start putting down toilet roll or wipes, they'll get stuck to those blades and that'll end up blocking up your pipes. So go with a straightforward stainless steel non-return valve fitted into your drains, and that should prevent any rats getting into your property. Now, of course, there's lots of other ways that rats get into your property. They can scale climbing plants up into your gutters, so you can fit something called gutter brush or hedgehog brush into your gutters. That will make it less likely that rats are going to try and get in underneath there. There's also something called eaves comb. So eaves comb is another layer of protection, but you need to fit that to the top of your fascia boards. Now, in about 1 to 5% of cases, the problem is going to be coming from your neighbors, either through the roof, so they climb up the cavities into the loft spaces, and then they populate the lofts of the houses nearby. So if you're in a terraced house, semi-detached, or if you're in a block of flats, this is the sort of thing that we see again and again, and it's quite difficult to solve because people don't want to take responsibility for the rat problem, or they don't want to admit they've even got a problem, and that's terrible news. Terrible news if you're trying to get rid of something and the other person isn't committed to it. So sometimes customers will pay for other people's repairs, they'll pay for other people's inspections of their drains, etc., just to make sure that they've covered absolutely every avenue that they possibly can. And remember, drain inspection sometimes isn't cheap. Sometimes you'll get it for £60, sometimes it'll cost you £500. There's lots of people out there offering the service, but you want to try and find out who in your area is used to dealing with rat-related issues. You don't just want a bog-standard drain company to come out and take a look. You want somebody who's got experience of solving drain problems related to rats. That's quite important. And you'll find those quite quickly and easily by just asking some very, very simple questions around rats. If they don't understand the issue that you've got, they don't understand rats. That's simple as that. If you start talking to them about, you know, you're hearing them in the walls, you're hearing them in the floors, if they don't mention non-return valves, they don't mention redundant branches, then you know immediately that this person has no experience in this area or isn't possibly going to be able to help you very well. The next thing that you want to think about is if you do find that you've got a redundant branch underneath your property, that's something that you're going to have to deal with yourself. It's not something that's normally going to be covered under an insurance policy. But if you do have breakages in your pipework, if you've got pipes which are displaced, damaged, then usually your building's insurance will pay for those repairs. Now, when you've got breakages to pipes, of course, you've got escape of water, and escape of water is something that's mentioned very often on insurance policies. The next thing that you'd be looking at as well, if you've got escape of water, that's going to lead to subsidence over time. So subsidence is another thing that insurance companies don't want to hear when people phone them up, because it can cause so much damage. And you're talking repairs that are in the tens of thousands of pounds for anything to do with underpinning and that type of damage to a property. So usually insurance companies will send out somebody to take a look and do a camera survey for you, either for free, or you might have to pay in excess. And most people's excess is for buildings insurance between £200 and £500. So you might want to pay for your inspection yourself through a private contractor, or if it's going to be cheaper on your excess, then you've obviously got that option to go to your building's insurer. Now, the next thing that you want to think about as well is who your local water authority is, because sometimes sewers will travel around properties and even under properties, and it's collapses in those services that are causing you problem. So let's just say at the moment I'm in the Bristol area, so Wessex Water are responsible for the drains. They will normally come out on a 7-day call out, and they will come and inspect the drains to find out if there's any damage to their drains. And that's great. If they find something, normally they'll repair that within a couple of weeks and you don't pay a penny for it. Okay, so that would be amazing if that was the only problem people have, but of course it's not. In most cases, people have to pay for the repairs themselves or the remediation. Now, in your drains themselves, sometimes you can have them sleeved or lined. So that's where they put an artificial liner inside the pipe, so you don't have to dig everything up. You can just run a liner through. But some pipes are so higgledy-piggledy that lining just isn't an option. And neither is patching. So patching is where you've got a small repair or a small hole in the pipe, and they'll put a patch across it, literally a small section of liner. But sometimes, again, that's not an option because the pipework is so randomly fitted or turns from side to side that you're not going to be able to get the equipment down there safely and the knowledge that you're going to be able to retrieve it again and won't get stuck on defects in the pipe. So I hope that's been useful. I hope that's helped. One more thing is always try and get your pest controller to use single feed poisons. And the reason I say single feed poisons is because they tend to drive the rodents straight to a source of water very, very quickly. They're very fast acting. You want to do that for about a week before you do any repairs. So you give the rats a chance to leave the sewer system or your property before you seal it up once and for all. And once you seal it up, that's when you want to switch from bait to traps, so that you can retrieve any rats that are trapped inside your house nice and quickly. But of course, you always need to make sure that that's nice and safe, so you're not putting anybody at risk from getting trapped, any pets at risk. Stay safe out there, guys. And if I can be of any help, as I say, my name's Simon Barenny from Waspkill UK Pest Control in Bristol. I'd love to help. I'd love to be able to solve your problems for you. And I hope that this podcast goes some way towards achieving that. So have a great day. And good luck with it.